You want this war to end, Tristan? This mission will get you one step closer to that. According to the rumors, this is suicide. I sipped my Earl Grey as I weighed our options. How many stranded on Ellis? 2 battalions we can't get to, and 100 of your mages who can't cast on that godforsaken island. Commander Zava answered. We can't get into the city while the Black Heart is active. Commander Zava, leader of the Free Forces, was a bear of a man. He towered over the table, his giant hands gripping the sides. Lines of weariness crisscrossed his face, giving him a haggard appearance. Airstrike, I offered.
Airstrikes, or any other method, including teleports, have been neutralized, he growled. I don't need to tell you what happened to the aborted teleports.
I winced and shook my head. No need. Zava sighed, rubbing his face. One of his assistants placed a steaming cup of coffee on one of the smaller tables behind us. We stood in a small rune-covered room of a bunker complex designated Bravo. It was located several miles from the forward base of Fort Wadsworth. Desks were on one side, and a large table dominated the center of the space. On the table were maps and diagrams of the city and the surrounding islands. The runes that covered every surface were to prevent eavesdropping of any kind. Zava handed me a sheet of paper, and I looked down at the call signs written on it. These names are ridiculous, Henry. Banshee? Really? I don't know whether to be offended or amused.
Apparently, Tristan Montague, Golden Circle Battle Mage Extraordinaire, is known throughout the land. Something to do with buildings exploding around you?
This is a war. Do you expect me to be gentle?
Gentle? Do you even know the meaning of the word?
I glared at him. My methods may be unorthodox, but they are effective.
Be that as it may, call signs come from above my pay grade, operational security and all that. The entire team will use them.
But Banshee?
Your swords do that.
He waved his hand around.
They do that screaming thing, right?
They wail. It's why they're called the Sorrows.
Sure, they wail, and wherever you go, you leave a trail of death and destruction.
I'm a battle mage. It's what I trained to be. Last I checked, we were fighting supernatural enemies bent on wiping out humanity. Would you like me to negotiate terms with them over tea?
Well, the name makes sense. Wailing swords and lots of death equals Banshee. Besides, no one knows who Banshee is, and this op is as black as they come. Be thankful they didn't go with the first choice.
Which was?
The Wailing Mage.
I stared at him, and he shrugged. I can't believe you said that with a straight face. Banshees are really known for keening, not wailing. There's a difference, you know.
Wail, keen. No one is going to hear anything over the destruction, trust me. Bottom line, no real names.
Where's the rest of my tribus? A tribus, or tribus bellum, was an operational battle unit of 3 mages, each with distinct roles. It consisted of a battle mage, a defensive mage, and a healer.
White Phoenix is sending a healer, and the Stone Citadel is sending over defense. They should arrive in the conference room in...
He looked at his watch...
5 minutes.
I nodded. The White Phoenix sect was famous for its healing mages. I had history with the Stone Citadel. A few years back, several of their mages had been captured. I'd organized an unsanctioned rescue that cost lives. The Citadel held me responsible, unofficially. What they neglected to admit at the inquiry was that their mages had disobeyed orders and deviated from the agreed-upon plan of attack. They had risked an entire battalion of mages by being caught by the enemy. Ever since then, our sects only spoke when necessary and avoided each other as much as possible.